Hi, everybody. Today, my mommy is going to talk about James Garfield.
Before we learn about James Garfield, I wanted to give a warning about the content of this episode. The end of President Garfield's life was violent and tragic, and some parents may not find the details suitable for our youngest listeners. But what happened to President Garfield in his final weeks is absolutely fascinating, so we didn't think it would be a good idea to exclude it. I hope you enjoy hearing the story of President Garfield.
Thank you, Noah, for introducing James Garfield, the 20th President of the United States. James Garfield was our third consecutive Republican president from the state of Ohio. Before becoming president, he served in the Senate before fighting for the Union during the Civil War. While serving in war, he was so popular that he was elected to the U.S. House of Representatives without campaigning at all. He was a representative for 17 years, during which he established the ROTC, which is the Reserve Office Training Corps. While in Congress, he was appointed to the 15-member commission that was given the task of determining the winner in the election of 1876 that resulted in the election of President Rutherford B. Hayes. James Garfield ran for the Republican Party in the election of 1880. He won the popular vote by less than 10,000 votes out of nearly 9 million total votes cast. The electoral vote count was a little more lopsided, with Garfield winning by a margin of 214 to 155. As president, one of Garfield's major goals was to continue the work of Rutherford B. Hayes on civil service reform to make sure that any government office holders were selected based on merit and not based on friendships and alliances. Unfortunately, President Garfield would not live long enough to see civil service reform achieved 2 years later. Garfield managed to avoid tragedy throughout his life. As a child, he survived malaria at a time when most people did not. He made it through the Civil War unscathed. His luck would run out just 6 months into his presidency when Charles Guiteau gunned him down at a train station in Washington, D.C. Charles Guiteau was angry because he wanted a government job and he was turned down. After being shot several times, President Garfield was taken back to the White House for treatment. He was treated by Dr. Bliss, who treated soldiers with gunshot wounds during the Civil War. They used the newly invented metal detector, invented by Alexander Graham Bell, to locate the bullets in Garfield's body. They were able to remove all of the bullets except for one bullet that they were unable to locate. Dr. Bliss and the surgeon searched inside Garfield's body with bare hands, as aseptic technique was not yet being utilized by many older doctors in the United States. Unfortunately, they were searching in the wrong area of Garfield's body because the metal detector was guiding them to a certain area, not because a bullet was located there, but because it was picking up the metal springs in the mattress President Garfield was lying on. After 10 weeks of suffering agonizing pain, while doctors probed him without taking proper sanitary precautions, James Garfield died from sepsis, an infection caused by the unsanitary treatment he received. Ironically, there was a British doctor by the name of Joseph Lister who promoted proper aseptic technique in the years leading up to Garfield's death. Many of the younger U.S. doctors were embracing the change to aseptic technique, while the older doctors, including Dr. Willard Bliss, refused to accept the new advances. I guess ignorance really is bliss. By the way, Dr. Lister's aseptic technique soon became the standard for surgical care, and Listerine mouthwash was named after him. President Garfield's assassin, Charles Guiteau, was put on trial shortly after Garfield's death. He argued that he had merely injured the president and that the blame for President Garfield's death should belong to Dr. Bliss, who many believed would have survived with the bullet lodged in his body and who only died because of the unsanitary care he received. Although Dr. Bliss is largely responsible for Garfield's death, Charles Guiteau was sentenced to death and hanged. In an eerie coincidence, Robert Todd Lincoln, the son of former President Abraham Lincoln, who served as President Garfield's Secretary of War, was with President Garfield when he was gunned down. He would also be with future President William McKinley 20 years later when he was assassinated. Robert Todd Lincoln had the misfortune of being present for the assassination or aftermath of 3 different presidents. Join Olivia and her dad tomorrow when they get curious about cheese. Until next time, stay curious.